The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Holy Spirit, you that looks into people's heart, change us. Let these few minutes we're going to spend here become defining moments for everybody here. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. I have some minutes to spend with us before we go tonight. Okay, so. But then we are changing this whole meeting right now. So, I'll bring healing the male child. That's the 2023 version. Amen? Every year I come with this teaching. And this is one of the major things the Lord said to me where he gave me the vision for Man Up. You notice in this church, we started Man Up, guys program, before even ladies meeting. Because the Lord spoke to me specifically. He said, men need healing. So I took it upon myself that every year until the Lord says stop, I'll bring a teaching to address an aspect of, because I say this every year, nobody cares for you. Nobody cares for the male child. And the thing is, we pass through a lot that only us can understand sometimes. And so I see in the future, we are going to turn this Man Up into a bigger event. Okay? It's a bigger event where men are going to come because there are a lot of questions, a lot of things. The first year I was showing us how that people go through a lot. You know, they talk about rape. Women are being raped. Women are being molested. Do you know, my little study have shown that 70% of the men, you know, 70% we are molested sexually as children. But nobody's going to talk about that. In fact, the men themselves will not say it. Because when you say it, they'll start laughing. So you just keep it to yourself. Many. Talk of abusive marriages. I know men who live in abusive marriages. And some of you do. How many of you know of seen men that women beat? But they won't tell anybody. Some of them, the women don't beat them, but they beat them emotionally. There's emotional blackmail. Do you understand the point? So the guy is in bondage. He's crying every night. And the woman, did I touch him? Did I touch you? But you know, he's there. Luke 6:45. Put it up. I just want to show this. I read this almost every year before I start this teaching. Because I'll deal with two major issues tonight. Luke 6:45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. So Jesus is saying, how you act in the physical is a product of what is inside your heart. Oh, this man is broken. This man is wicked. Oh, very wicked, very tough man. Something has damaged that man. On the inside. On the outside, you are seeing a tough man. This man used to beat women. Something has gone wrong. And until it is fixed, whether he decides to hit women or not, of the abundance of the heart. Are you seeing what I'm saying? It's just all over the place. There are some insecure men. They are in relationships. That's what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with two major issues today. One of them is the issue of vulnerability. I'll talk about how to handle trust issues. There are insecure men who cannot trust any human being. Not even themselves. You see men in relationships. I don't know if you're like that. I'm going to tell you, it's not something you ignore because that's where it goes from. It's just, I love you, I'm doing it again. Every time you are checking her phone, who called you? You sneak, know her person, you're checking. What are you looking for? Something has destroyed the ability to trust in that man. But nobody's going to talk about it. So there are a lot of things you see on the outside that men do. Even you talk about drug addiction. You know, you notice since last time we're talking about drug addiction and all that. One day the Lord said to me, get to the root of the matter. People don't just do drugs. Do you understand? He said, oh, it was caused by peer pressure. Well, how come his peers were able to convince him? Men are known to be strong-willed. Are you aware? Are you aware? How come he was able to be convinced? You see a man that is a sissy. You know what I mean to be a sissy? Do you know what I mean for a man to be a sissy? What does it mean? Huh? Check it in your dictionary. What does it mean to be a sissy? Oh God, you need the spelling. Okay. S-I-S-Y. How? What does it mean to be a sissy? The negative will. Ha, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, amen? Effeminate is the word. Just behaving like woman. That's how he was born. That's not true. People are destroyed. So there are two issues I'm going to talk about today. If you look at Proverbs 4:25, let me just read one more verse before I get into this matter. Proverbs 4:25. Come on, we have to be very fast. We don't have all the time tonight. Proverbs 4 and verse 25. Glory to God. Well, maybe I'll walk in my notes. He said, let thy eyes. Okay, that's the verse I'm looking for. There's a verse that says, guard your heart. For out of it are the issues of life. Guard your heart. Protect your heart. And so when your heart is messed up on the outside. I was saying it last year. You see, oh, they say this guy is into women. Every time he sees a woman as an object to take advantage of. You think he just started like that? And I'm talking to you so that you not think that's just how you are. That's not who you are. Yeah, this 4:23, yes. Keep the heart with diligence, for out of it. Put up like NLT of this. Just see a woman, say, I just can't control myself whenever I'm around the woman. Something is wrong with you. That God has to fix on the inside. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. So where your life is going to travel tomorrow is from here. So I'm going to first deal with what I call trust issues, or in another way, fear of vulnerability. So people have trust issues. By the time I run through the list, you find out that many, almost every man, you know, has trust issues. And it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing because trust is an essential element of every relationship for life. So trust issues have destroyed families, destroyed all over the place, dealt with people, relationships, messed up. So I give you some sense of trust issues. I just mentioned them, and you know them. Some persons they easily focus on the negative when they meet people. When they meet people, the first thing they're easily able to see are the things wrong with that person. Something is wrong with everybody. Once they meet a person, they can say, that guy, they won't see what is wrong with you, what is right with you. They just see all the wrong things. The guy has trust issues. So when you meet someone, the first thing he sees are the things that are wrong. Are you still here this evening? Are you here? Should I stop? Give me three amen. I might stand you up. You are guys. I don't even feel bad. So don't try me. Are you still here? So I'll just stand and preach tonight. So they just see people's flaws easily. Once they see you, the first thing they're noticing is something is wrong with you. Another sign that someone has terrible trust issues is when the person wants to do everything himself. He can't delegate to anybody. He wants to do everything. He doesn't believe another person can do it right. He has perfectionist problem. He has trust issues. No other person can get it exactly how I want it done. Do you know there are men that, because they are good cooks, it's not possible for their wives to cook and satisfy them. So they just want to do everything themselves. They can't. When I started ministry, I was like that. When I was running CF, you know, before church came, earlier, CYF then, I mean, up until 2013, 2013, 2014, I was still going to the press to go and produce the posters myself. Because something in me just tells me, I'm not going to get it right the way I want it done. I get to the point. And it's a very big deal. That's why you're not getting into a relationship. Every time you're quarreling with your girl, every time, because you don't trust her. Small, small things. So you see that desire to do everything myself. Another example, of course, is easily suspicious. They suspect every move. Every move. You think you are being a psychologist. You have trust issues. So I know how to read people's mind. Once you commit, why are you like that? You have a problem with your trust. Sometimes ask yourself if they suspect you like that. Another side of trust issues is this issue of holding grudges. People that have trust issues find it to hold grudges in their hearts. They don't let go of any grudge. Then they can also easily pick fights. This one is very clear. And I'm coming to that second issue I'm going to deal with today when I'm done with this trust matter is anger management. I'm coming to that. But these people that have trust issues, they can easily pick fights. Easily. Any small thing, you see, there's an issue. He doesn't trust anybody. So any small thing you do to him, he just feels you are about to do something bad to him. So he reacts to it. You see, that's why I told you yesterday. Now when there's a television here, it's an LG TV. If I get a remote, you know, I use this example all the time. If I get a remote that is maybe a Sony, from a Sony product, and I use it on this TV, it will not power this TV. And you ask why, is the remote faulty? No. Is the TV faulty? No. But there is something in the TV that does not recognize the remote. The reason why things happen on the outside and then it gets deep into it is because there is a connection. Something is wrong with your heart. So you notice the same thing they would have said to someone. See your head, some of your relationships, your friend cannot joke with you. Just play with it and say, see your head like goat. It's joke, oh. You know, say this head carry oil. The Bible said the anointing shall be on the head of Aaron from his head to his gate. It cannot be like goat. Why are you like this? Why not be goat for a season? Why you can just pick fight over every small thing? Doesn't make you a man. It makes you a man that have trust issues. It's a sign that something is wrong with you. You are afraid to be vulnerable. So easily picking fight over every small thing. Of course, another side of trust issues is keeping to yourself. Just want to keep to yourself. Say, I'm a lone ranger. I'm a loner. I just stop my own. That's not a good thing, though. You're keeping to yourself. You're going to break your marriage one day because you just want to stone your own. Keeping to yourself. Some other people are here. Brothers, praise God. Except your sister. Brothers, praise God, though. Avoiding commitment is another sign of trust issue. A brother is liking a girl, and he doesn't just want to go because when all these guys, they now know that you like them too much, they will begin to anyhow. He's afraid to commit. He has an issue. He doesn't trust. He just wants to be everybody so that I can say, "Are we dating?" No, but we are talking like we are dating. You have trust issues. And when you eventually get married, if you don't deal with it, it will manifest. Okay. Trust one woman and get into a relationship with her and marry her. It's all of them are the same. Well, if all of them are the same, then you don't have a problem. Since all of them are the same, you can easily choose. If 30s are the same, you don't have to struggle. All of them are the same color. So just choose. So all women are the same. All of them are devil. Well, you end up with one devil. So already pick one already. Say amen. So is that as fear? I don't want to commit to anybody. So other people is fear of rejection. So another proof that they have trust issues. You're afraid of being rejected. You're afraid of people saying no to you. You're afraid of maybe asking a girl out and she says no. You're afraid of going for things and they say no to you. You have a problem. Then there's this other extreme one. Spying on people. I've mentioned going through people's phone, spying on people. Whether boy or girl, you're spying. Some people go to the point of setting spies. Tech bro. That's why you hack your babe's phone. That whatever she's doing, you'll be seeing it. Oh, you have a problem. You should not be in a relationship. You hack her phone. You hack her call. You have access to her text message and her WhatsApp. It's like whatever she's... What's the problem? Tech bro. Like a hack. Man, they hack your own too. Why are you like this? You know, I know someone that has access to his girlfriend's phone calls. Every phone call. And I said, that's what you learned ethical hacking for. How much have you made with that thing you learned? We're talking about tech. You use your own to settle. You have a problem. You're spying on people. There are pastors that have trust issues. So they set spies on their members. I'm a pastor. I don't walk by spy. I walk by word of knowledge. That's what we call it. The Bible will say, Jesus knowing the thoughts of their hearts. Now, so with the runner. Are you getting the point? I don't have to set spies to be monitoring you wherever you're going to. You can't be like that. So if you have been dodging from me, stop dodging. I'm not looking for you. If I want to know you, I will know you by the Spirit. Say amen. I'm not going to send my children to school tomorrow and send three people to monitor them in the university. That's a problem. It should prove that you have trust issues. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I tell you sometimes when you spy on people, you will see what will break your heart. Hear me clear. Because what you're looking for, you will find. I'm telling you. Stop spying on people. Say amen. Amen. But it's a sign that there is a problem. And I tell you, somebody will say, well, let me tell you a few things that causes this trust issue. Some people were abused when they were growing up. When people are abused, either horrible verbal abuse or sexual abuse, any kind of abuse, you know what it builds up to? They find it difficult to trust people. So, he's healing the male child. The guy has not healed from all the abuses, all the things that were done to him. Another example, for instance, when someone was bullied. Guys that have a history of having been bullied at any time in their lives, they end up having trust issues. They don't trust people. But I can even take it a step further. Some of them turn out to become very intimidated, or they turn out to become bullies themselves. Do you get the point? So they don't trust anybody. Another reason, okay, another thing I cause it, if a guy has a low self-esteem, he's going to have trust issues. Take it from me. It's like relationship now we're talking. You have a low self-esteem. Because you don't have a healthy esteem, so you're dating this girl, you feel the girl is too fine. And then she says hi to another brother, and she maybe after service. And brother just say, how are you doing? Oh, sister, this, where you are, you're fuming. They want to collect you from me. Why do you think they can collect your girlfriend from you? That thing that makes think they can collect her from you is why they will collect her from you. It's not anything, it's your esteem. I say, Papa, and I lie, and because I don't get money. You don't have money now. You have money. Some don't have money and they keep their women. It's a healthy esteem. And you know, I was telling our brothers in church in Enugu Center here one day, I told them, you see that thing that always makes you feel like that any girl that left you left because you don't have money. It's not always true. And I can tell you, I'm not trying to defend the women. About 40% of the time, it is not true. They didn't leave you because you don't have money. They just left you. They don't like you again. You know, sometimes it's your esteem issue showing up. And this esteem issue is a big deal. Do you know there are men, you know? Amen. You know, when people have trust issues, you know what? It can lead to obsession. There are men that are obsessed with ladies. You know what they have? You know, let me tell you what obsession. So the girl says, she's no more doing. Or the girl, you call the girl, she didn't pick your call. You can't sleep in the night. You're doing whatever. Who knows if she's talking to another guy? Maybe you even called around 8 or 9 and she's is he call waiting? After 2 minutes, you call again. Why are you like this? After 2 minutes, you call again and problem has started. You have issues with trust. Who are you talking to? Who is that person? What are you discussing for a whole five minutes? What is your problem? You, what are you discussing with that girl you are talking to yesterday around 5:30 p.m.? I'm talking to you. It's a trust issue. And you see, what causes it? Sometimes people have been abused. People have, you know, they have a low self-esteem. So they can't trust anybody. Amen. I said amen. Of course, the popular one. Okay, let me back up to that popular one. People that are depressed struggle with trust issues. When they are depressed, they struggle with trust issues. People that had childhood hurts. The big one now is people who have history of betrayal. Maybe someone has betrayed them before. So I can't trust anybody. Let me say something to you. Now, look at what I'm going to say now. If you are here, and a guy or a girl or anybody in your life has ever betrayed you at all, let me see your hand. If everybody thinks, the answer is yes. Everybody has been, that must be something you were expecting your friend to do, and she didn't do it. My dad told us a story. I've told this story here in church. You know, he told us of how a friend of his, and you know the amazing thing, they were still friends as time he was telling us. When he got married to my mom, the lady got married to another person, and my mom didn't have a job, the wife didn't have a job, so they were both looking for jobs for their babes. Amen. And eventually my dad got a connection, and this guy, lady said, okay, I'm going to give your wife a job. Just showed my CV and all that. And then he told his friend to see if he can also talk to this lady. And then the friend went there and told the lady that my dad said my mom didn't want the job again, that she has gotten another one. And they gave the wife the job. So by the time my dad arrived, they said, I thought they said you don't want it again. Amen. So he confronted the guy. The guy said, I'm sorry. The thing is, your wife is very intelligent. She's more, I'm telling you a real life story. She's more intelligent. My brothers, if I'm lying, they will tell you. She's more intelligent than my wife. If your wife doesn't get the job, I'm sure she will get another one very soon. But this is my wife. If she doesn't get this one, I don't think she can. I'm not joking. So, people are going to betray at different levels. So, that's what I have to ask my dad. So, why are people still friends? Because some people, I say, I was betrayed. I can't trust anybody that's been betrayed. I've been betrayed too. Sometimes I get betrayed at least 5 times every year. Heavy ones. These minor ones, about 30 times in a year. Yearly. I've been betrayed like 5 times this year. You'll be betrayed. It's normal. But you can't stay there. Because I dated this girl. Pastor, I trusted this girl. I didn't know that she was having an affair. Okay. So you won't trust anybody again. I know a guy that told me, I went into a relationship, but you see that kind of love I showed that girl, I will not show you to another woman in my life. If you are there, I deliver you in Jesus' name. You have trust issues, so. Should I close this meeting? Let's stay a little, Mabi. You have trust issues. I can't show you to another person in this world. Why? You have not married, though. And you see your wife suffering for something you did not heal from that happened. Problem is the girl in question that run you that street. She's in her husband's house. And they're living fine. Dr. Omar once said, "Enwere otu nwanne m nwoke, wo onye nzuzu." I'm not joking. Love you, Dr. Omar. I love that man. He said, I have one of my relatives, a very foolish man. And we wrote to one, you know. Yeah, the lady wear up here. Yeah, we're in a row. Ne ruju. Yeah, but what I want, I'm all no man. And he said, the lady left him and he has been crying. The lady has moved on. Has 4 kids. All grown. She's staying abroad. I see the man walking around and say, "If I get me, I say, oh, onye nzuzu," and I concur, "Oh, onye nzuzu," very foolish man. People are going to betray you. And something else I didn't want to tell you, but let me just tell you, you've betrayed some people too. Sometimes deliberately or not even intentionally, you've betrayed people. You must decide not to stay there. Because that's why people have trust issues.
So you're now going to relationship, you're always checking your girl's phone. You want to do business with your fellow guys, you can't trust them. So I can't do business with anybody. Oh. Some of you, your business should have moved to the next level. All you needed was partnership. But you see, that devil that has stopped from trusting people will not let you partner with anybody. What if they chop my money? Are you still here? Yeah. So you must deal with this thing called fear of vulnerability, called trust issue. And I've told you what it will affect. It will affect all your relationships. It will affect your mental health. He talked about mental health, and I tell you, it will affect it. In fact, sometimes I see people who always want to control everything around their space. They have trust issues. You want to be the one to choose the clothes your wife is going to wear. You want to be the one to choose where she's going to go to. So if you suggest something to her, she doesn't take it. If you are not submissive, after you just want to control everything, it's trust matter. Because you just feel that once she doesn't obey you holistically, it means something else is wrong. It mustn't be like that. Do you understand? Yeah. Sarah, this is not good, but you see, Sarah is referred to in the book of 1 Peter as someone that submitted to her husband. Yet when you read Genesis, Sarah even suggested a sinful act to Abraham. And Abraham obeyed and did it. He said, take Hagar. Now, what Abraham did was wrong. Okay, but that shows you that the guy was not insecure. There are people that don't take people's suggestions. Even if they know it is true. But you suggest it to them, you know what they will do? They will wait for after like 2 weeks. They will modify that your suggestion and they will do it. You have a problem. Help me rub your neighbor's shoulder. Say, pastor is talking to you. Come on. So your girl, you just want to control everything. She says, what if you do it this way? You say, no. What do you know? Unless your girl is saying, you just want her to, I want you to stand up tomorrow, go to so this place, that business, go and seek advice. She says, okay, fine. What if I do it? You say, no. You don't ever listen to me. Must you always control everything around your life? Must you always, are you God? Even God does not control everything around him. Must you always control everything happening around your space? Is it a must? You have an internal problem. And if you don't fix it, and you get married like that, and you marry that girl you always want to control, either she's going to rebel one day, or you destroy her productivity. She'll stop thinking. She'll just be another robot that will be controlling. And you know when that happens, you have shut one of the doors through which God can reach you. Because when you shut your wife's voice, she cannot suggest, she cannot say anything, her opinions don't matter. Even when God is talking to you in your heart and you don't want to hear it, the next channel God would have used is your wife. You get the point, but you've shut it up. Because you have trust. You just feel, if I allow this girl, I just have her freedom. But this is going way up. I don't want any. Come on, calm down. Calm down. So how do I help you now with this fear, with this issue? Number one, of course, I'll only start with this. When I talk about emotional issues, forgive everything that happened in the past. Forgive the girl that betrayed you. Forgive the guy that bullied you. Forgive the people that caused your depression. There is no emotional healing that does not start with forgiveness. There is no emotional healing that is complete without forgiveness, first of all. So you forgive people that hurt you. Forgive people that betrayed you. Forgive people that did whatever. It starts from there. You want to enter the next relationship and you're coming from a relationship where your trust was shattered. Make sure you totally forgive that lady. If not, you are not going to be fine. So forgive. And then if your trust was broken, I'm just going to suggest something to you. Give yourself time. Build trust slowly. Don't come out from a relationship where your trust was broken and shattered and then you jump into another one and start making heavy commitments. No, it doesn't work like that. Trust is built gradually. Are you getting the point? You can't start making heavy emotional commitments immediately. That's why I find it very dangerous for a guy talking about relationships now to jump out from one relationship into another one. He's going to end up making a mess of people's lives. Because he himself is not fine. So, Build trust gradually. Don't force things. Give yourself time. Then resist the urge to spy. This one is deliberate. Resist the urge to spy on people. Resist that urge. The pressure is there. Your friend keeps her phone. You know the password. Resist the urge to pick it. Amen. Who has ever felt that urge? Come on, talk to me. You feel it, eh? Resist the urge to pick it. If you and your girl, which is what is supposed to be in the church, are in a very simple, open relationship, where both of you know your passwords, anybody can read anybody's chat, and that's not for spying purpose, well, that's fine. Hope she can read your own. Do you understand? Not for spying, whatever, you guys are just... But if the reason you are picking that phone is to check who's chatting you up, some of you even go to call logs. Who called you? Who did you call? You guys even spoke for 28 minutes, 32 seconds. Resist that urge. As you begin to resist the urge, it will begin to die off gradually. Pastor, have you ever been like that? Yes, so. You know, I'm a pastor. And pastors like to control everything around them. Do you understand the point? So I've always wanted to just know what is it. Who are you talking to? Let me see your phone. And I'm someone that when I'm around you, I just don't know your password because I don't want to know it. If I want to know your password, I'll know your password. I say you can't hide it. My brain calculates so fast. Once you press it, I've gotten it. And if you know me very well, I memorize numbers and letters. Once is enough. You just be pressing it and watching you. I can get to ATM pin, just be looking at you, just quack, 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 I have it. So if I actually want to spy on you, I can not just get it. And I begin to go. Resist that urge. If this is blessing you, say amen. Yeah. Resist it. Because it's going to destroy you. If you get it, when you get married, I'd like you to have a good conversation with your wife. Let's keep these things open. You have access to my phone. You have access to my, it's a very healthy thing to do. But I hope you are not going there to go. Because you know the point is, when you marry a very smart woman, if she doesn't want you to know anything, you won't know. If you like, be going through her phone every now and then. You see me now. I'll give you my phone. You go through it. You won't see anything. You know, I'm not someone you can pick his phone. Like you can tell somebody about his life. I'm not like that. I'm not like that. Amen. You can't pick my phone. Now, this is me. You can't pick my phone now and see, he's into cryptocurrencies. You can't see anything like that. Nothing is like that on my phone. The only thing on my phone is gallery. Just that's my phone for you. And women can be like, if you marry a very smart person and she really wants to be as stupid as you want her to be. Now, hear this. Any lady that is cheating on you will not be careless to leave information on her phone. She will hardly ever be. So that one you are searching for things in your phone is possibly not cheating on you. You are the one digging up things and making up things by yourself. You get the point? Now, read the meaning into every line. The person say, how are you doing? Say, fine. Amen. And she now said good night and puts blushing emoji. They say, why? Or save somebody's number and put emoji, any emoji. They say, who is this person that is emoji? What did he save my name with? What is your name? Is your name that she put there? You know, when you are insecure, you read meaning to everything. I've seen, I know I mentor ladies, I've seen ladies' phone. There is one that is Sweetie Pie, Sugar Crush, all of that. The real person she likes, the name is Nnemeka. I'm not joking, no. I say, who are those? I say, with the catch cruise. Sweetie Pie. So you are rejoicing. So, I've seen things, so. I've seen a couple quarrel. I make posts on Facebook. You don't comment on it. But that person makes posts. You comment on it. Why are you just like this? So you think commenting on your Facebook post is a proof that she's into you? You know, most times, brothers, you know what I'm saying? You guys know. Sometimes the real person you are into, you don't even like her picture on Facebook. Others are liking. Say, hey, see beauty. By the side, they are smiling. It was your phone that took that picture. Now you snap up. So they're just like, say, beauty, paragon of beauty, goddess. You are just watching. Because when you are confident, when there is no trust issue. So resist that urge to begin to spy. Who are her Instagram friends? Who are her followers? Who is it? You go die, yo. Well, a lady has a problem, and you won't date that kind of lady. Because when you meet the people you are copying are people who act Nollywood movies and all that, and I'll show you what they face in the relationship. That's not the kind of girl you are with. I don't know why I'm talking about relationship a lot today, but that's the point. I met a girl, and I'm not joking, live and direct, and she told me, even before her so-called fiancé, and I'm married now, that she has an Instagram handle that only her knows. That even the guy does not even know the name. You know what I'm talking about? She does not even know her Instagram handle. She has one that everybody knows. But this one, nobody said, and I said, why? What are you doing there? He said, first of all, it's a private account. Number two, it's not even my name I'm using. I said, does your guy? I said, he doesn't know. He will never know. Now, this is somebody in the world, totally in the world. Is that the kind of person you think you are with? So why are you mounting all those guys? When you meet those people you are looking for, the day you meet them, you know that even your investigator, if you like hire a private investigator, you won't catch them. So resist that urge to spy. And not just about relationship, everything. I told I'm a pastor, I don't spy on people. And that's me. I don't go around looking for who is. Does she pray in the house? Help me find out how that guy's prayer life. If I want to know your prayer life, I'm going to call you and ask you whether you pray. Amen. Can I take this a little step further? You see this thing that wants to make you spy on every guy and girl that comes to church. Are they dating? What are they doing? I notice pastor is talking to this girl very well. Maybe that you will hurt yourself. What do you need all those information for? What are you looking for? Let me even tell you a little secret. Should I tell you? The brothers that are dating in this church don't used to talk to those girls in church. They just say hi, and they go home. Those of you see them greeting, nothing is going on. Don't worry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So stop all those spying stuff. They don't greet you. I wanted to call some names, but I will not cast the matter. Now, two more things that will help you deal with this issue. Take your time. Because trust issues, you know, take your time to know people very well before you commit to them. It will help you deal with trust issues. Don't be in a hurry to just meet people and then begin to flow with them. Because you've already been damaged already with this whole trust thing, you can't just meet people and begin to flow with them immediately. Give yourself time. I can even tell you why I have trust issues. People have hurt you a lot. I'll tell you why they've hurt you a lot. Because you are in a hurry to get close to them and to give them your vulnerability. Don't be in a hurry. How long have you known that person to give him access into your life? Into your library? Huh? How long have you known that sister that she now knows your phone password? She now knows your ATM pin. You are setting up yourself to be betrayed. And you come here crying. I'll just pat your back as well. Take your time. Know people very well. Now, boy-girl relationship, when the spark is sparking, hold down the sparkle. Take your time to really know people. I'm a pastor. And I have fine girls in my church. And fine brothers. But sometimes, even as a pastor, when I begin to get close, once I get close, I'll be like, Jesus, is this how this girl is? I'm telling you for free. Just that I'm different from you, because I'm a pastor, I'll just say, wow, I need to work on this girl. That one calls for work. I'm a pastor. I can come close to some brothers and tell you, yeah. And I tell the sisters this too. If you don't want to always have trust issues every day, take your time to know people before you become vulnerable to them. Take your time. Take your time. Before you open up your heart, open up your emotions to people, take your time and know them. Don't just be carried away by, you know, that's why even some of these guys that are in the world who do rubbish, sometimes I wonder how they do those things. So because you want to be loose with women, you meet a girl, I was saying it, wasn't it that was saying this thing? You meet a girl you don't know from anywhere. And you carry her home. You know, I just don't know what's wrong with you people. Let me tell you something, brother. You see your room. Your home is a sacred place. Not everybody should have access to that place. Did you hear what I said? So if not for up to 1 week, the person already, I learned this since I'm telling you the hard way. Your home is a sacred space. Everybody should not have access to that place. And more so when you start having kids. Someone can hurt your kids. They can kidnap your kids. He said, no, it's such a problem. I'm letting in. You better listen to me. Don't give your vulnerability to people so easily. That's how, now, see how it works. When you now get to know people before you give them, before you trust them, you find that those people you've gotten to know, we hardly ever break your trust. By they are not breaking your trust over time, you're already helping yourself believe that people can be trusted again. But imagine you're coming out from a situation where you are betrayed, your trust was broken, the next person breaks it, that by the fifth consecutive person will shatter it. There'll be nothing left of the trust. So take your time. And, you know, take your time anyway. Now, I wanted to say, be trustworthy yourself. Be somebody that can be trusted too. You've noticed that the Igbos say, Nobumma, Adekwe Magayanazu, people who always suspect their girlfriends for cheating, they cheat themselves. Write it. Tell them, I said, people always say, what are you doing with that girl? Now, some of you brothers that are like that now, don't smile, so they will not know it's you. But I'm just saying, the reason you're always suspecting people, I say, who are you talking to? Because you know you're talking to people in some very bad ways. So you get uncomfortable when somebody's talking to her that way. Because you know that's the same thing you used to do that they're doing to her. So be a trustworthy person yourself. The reason you feel that everybody around your girl is having an illicit affair with her, you know, that her boss is doing something with her or her colleague, is because you too, you are a boss and are doing something with your secretary. You are a boss, you are doing things with your colleagues. And so whenever such thing, whenever you see them around your girl, you just feel like, who knows? The reason you feel that everybody around you is about to dupe you and take your money is because when you do business with people, you also dupe them and take their money. So you are careful they don't do the same thing you are doing to them. Are you guys following what I'm saying? Yeah. So you should be a trustworthy person too. Be a trustworthy person. You notice that in ministry, I've noticed this. People who are very rebellious, who possibly rebel to go start a church, when they finally have a church, you can't breathe under them. They won't let you breathe. You can't do that under them. They won't let you. Don't. The same person that when he was under his pastor, you know, he can even go, you know, reach out, you know, he can even hold prayer meetings and do whatever. When he himself becomes pastor, he knows that it's by holding those prayer meetings that he gathered the members that he used to run away. So nobody's going to hold prayer meetings under his ministry. Don't hold. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Because it is what he is that he's using it to describe other people. So you see churches that the pastor is everywhere. He's the cell leader. He's everything he wants to, because he knows that how he himself started was by leading cell. He now took the cell and ran away. So, why should you leave cell? So, people obviously don't trust people because of the problems they have within themselves. So, the chances are, if you know how to, you do business with your friends, you don't cheat them, they pay you, the money came through your account, they pay you 500,000, you spread it into five places and you give them 100K, everybody's money. You did not cheat them. Transparent, that is you. It will be difficult for you to easily think that people are going to do that to you. The Bible tells us, the book of Timothy, to the pure, all things are pure. To the evil, all things are evil. And that's how it works. So you should be a trustworthy person too. Then, one last thing on this trust matter, if I just talk about the last thing and we close today, is try your best. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 13 that love believes the best of everyone. Don't come from the negative. There are people that believe the worst of everyone until proven otherwise. It should actually be that you should believe the best of people until they prove wrong. I get the point. Believing the best doesn't mean you let them into your space, but at least when you meet people at first. The first thing you notice should not be, that girl is a bad person, you know. She's not the latest, but the way she's looking, I think she's a bad person. That's a problem. Believe the best of people. I believe that women are good. I believe that women are a blessing. I believe that women are kind. I believe that women don't cheat. That is what I believe. But I've found one or two that have cheated. There are exceptions. And what I believe is what I'm going to find. I know what I'm talking about. But you're out there believing that every woman, women, everybody. Hey, that's what they be. I've read stories of a footballer that, you know, the wife cheated him and they divided the money. You know that they took all his assets. What's the name of that guy? No, that's not him. Emmanuel Ebue, yeah, Ivory Coast guy. The wife cheated him and went away with all his earnings. I know that story. But I don't believe women are like that. Because sometimes when I look at some of these stories, I ask questions like, how did they meet? Where did they meet? How long did they know themselves? Now, I'm not a racist. I was going to say, what is an Ivory Coast man looking for with a Russian woman? But let me leave that matter. Because people use the costume for yourselves. Someone don't understand her language. I'm not against. I love intertribal marriages, so get it straight, okay? But I meet some of these footballers, when they travel, they just meet women and they just get swept away and then they get into relationships. And after 2 years, they took everything. Why wouldn't they take everything? And then you hear those stories and you use it to judge yourself. You use it to judge women. Come on now. I have ladies in this church who are different. I'm not saying all of them are, but at least you are raising very strong hands here. So believe the best of people. Yes, I know guys, they run people's streets. But believe the best of your guys. Get the point. Until they've run you street, at least believe that they can't. Of course, don't be vulnerable. I know I made that point easily. But at least believe the best of everybody. Of course, the second thing I'm going to talk about today is anger management. Because that's the second issue that I just have 20 minutes to deal with this. But you know one reason why we put these guys missing in the evening is because you are guys, so you can go home when we close anytime. But ladies cannot go home by this time. So we are strong men. Abi? Are we strong men? you are not sure again. Amen. So, anger issues. A lot of guys have issues with anger. Anger management. And God is going to heal you. I say God is going to heal you. There are different categories of these anger issues. The first, I made this list myself. The first, there are some that are easily irritable. That is the one anger issue. It is very easy to provoke them. If you're in that category, you have anger problems. So any small thing, just they provoke you. Why are you like that? That's not what of Latin Christ. The second category are people who, when they are angry, I call them the explosive and the uncontrollable. Who, when they get angry, they explode and you can't hold them back. These people even go physical. They fight, they say things. That's an anger problem. The third category are people I call the silent indignation. Silent. These people, they may not talk, they may not even fight back, but in their hearts, they are hurting. You see those ones, they are witches. Are you learning something? So, put yourself somewhere. Any place you are in this list is an anger problem. Easily irritable. People cannot relate with you freely. I already talked about that. They can't relate with you freely. Any small thing, you just get angry. Any small thing, your head is like goats. Be like goats. Any small thing can provoke you. Any small thing. And it just goes down to tiny things. When people omit simple things, it gets you angry. Oh, you know, they were thanking everybody. The pastor was appreciating everybody in church, calling their names, and they not call my name. You're angry. Carrying face. Easily irritable. Any small thing can throw you off balance. You're going to carry it into your home. And you see, I was saying it yesterday, your wife has to walk on eggshells around you. When she's dating with you, she's so careful. Who knows what I will say? So you're a man, and before your wife talks to you, she counts her words, thinks about it, meditates over it, and arranges how to put it. You think that makes a true man? The emperor, the conqueror, the champion, the lion. Is that what you think you are? You have an anger problem. She's doing all this because she doesn't know the one that she will say now. And hell will be let loose. So people can't even play with you. The same thing with your kids. Your kids are playing with you and they jump on your head. You say, why are you touching my head like that? And also the Lord runs on this head. What's wrong with you? I was talking to my dad one day, and he told us how he went home after a full day's stress because we were having a conference. Of course, mom had gone home earlier, married a good woman, amen, and prepared some rishi rishi, hallelujah, some rice and some heavy chickens. She said she should not be eating chicken. You know, my take on that is I will stop soon, but for now. You know, I did not eat chicken too much growing up. We only eat chicken on Christmas Day and on Easter Day. So give me some time. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. So he said he wanted to take the chicken. He said he had finished it, just brought the chicken to put inside. The daughter rushed. Grab the chicken, daddy, I want it. I know. He said at first he wanted to, what's wrong with you? And I said, you know, in less than 20 years' time, another man is going to come and carry this girl and take her to his house. And she can no longer collect my chicken this way. He said, take all of them, self. So a few small things, not left by my chicken. Why are you a baby? Like, but you know, it's a pain, sha. After you eat, you're reserving your meat. But why do you eat meat last? I'm asking. You eat, you're reserving that last meat. And someone say, please give me. He says, you're mad. You shouldn't be someone that every small thing can trip you off. It shows there is an internal problem. So the second category, they are explosive. When sometimes they don't even get angry easily. But when they ever get angry, it's explosive. It's uncontrollable. Wherever they are, even if they're in church. No, don't take that. Why are you like this? There's an anger problem. Stop all this. You know me. You know as I be. We don't want to know you. We want to know you in Christ. We don't want to know you that way. You know how many times I get angry? You know how many times people don't do things right, yeah? But you must learn to hold down your emotion. You know, I had to deal with this thing. You know, when I started ministry newly, I didn't have anger problems, Sha. But I don't like nonsense. So if I'm on stage, some of you are here now, and something goes wrong. You have gone wrong. It's not just that you are wrong. I'm going to destroy right on stage. The only thing I didn't do is to stone people with mic. But it was getting to there gradually. Do you know that? I told the ladies in the morning, do you know that when I was younger, I was already born again. Because this is about being intentional with them. I used to break things. Do you know I've smashed about two or three of my phones on the wall? Do you remember? If I just get angry, wah, on the wall. Yeah. That was me, the emperor. Explosive anger. If you don't take time to fix these things, very soon you're going to smash your wife's head. You just smash, wah, wah. You know, I was smashing those things because they were small phones. So when I started using good phones, I learned anger management. Okay, you buy a 450,000 naira phone, and you're looking at the wall. Look at the phone, look at the wall. Put it in your pocket. Smashing one. Oh, this was my phone. That's how I was smashing. But you know, the point is, very soon it is your wife said they're going to smash. Just look for what to smash. You're not looking for, just look at her head. Wow, smash it. Why you like that? So that second category, explosive and uncontrollable. You do see them all over the streets, Abi. I think every day you come out of your house, you're going to miss at least one. Look at the motor parks, look at the streets. You see two people shout, ah, yeah, you don't know me. Those people are not always strong. There's no reason why a believer should be involved in a fight. It shows there is an anger problem. You should be that person that no matter how much they are pushing you, your anger can never go to a point where it becomes explosive and uncontrollable. Do I sometimes express my anger loudly? Yes. But it just knows it's under my control. I give you some things. Because I can be shouting at you very loudly, but I will never curse you. Why? It's under my control. I'm thinking about what I say to you. I can never be angry with and say, you are an idiot. If you are moon, I can't do that. If I start doing that, it's already out of my control. I know what I'm saying to you. I don't like this thing you did. I don't like how you went about it. Does this make sense? Look at him. I know it makes sense. I'm talking to you. But it's still under my control. I won't curse you. I won't hit you. But when anger gets to that point where you can no longer control the things you say, and after everything, you now start saying, I'm sorry, I was angry. Clap for yourself. The third party, the silent indignation. They're not going to fight. They'll just keep it in their heart. Some of you are like that. And it's amazing that guys are like that. For months or for years, it's just in their heart. And they must be relating with you very freely. That is bitterness. So some of you quarrel with your girlfriends and with your friends over things that happened 2 years ago. Do you remember that night? Around 2 a.m. I called you. And the poor girl is trying to remember. I can't remember. He said, you can't remember now because it meant nothing to you. If it meant something to you, you would have remembered. But it was 2 a.m. that night. I called you. And you slept off. Relationship is hard. Have you ever apologized for sleeping? I'm sorry. Sleep carried me. You are sorry for sleep. This is difficult. But God will help us. I'm sorry I slept off. You should be happy. After a full day's stress, I should sleep. But I'm sorry I slept off. But then the guy said, that night I called you. What pained me about that night was that I told you in the evening that I had something on my heart to share with you. And we agreed that we would talk. And now I called you by 2:02 a.m. Now look at the time you called her. Shouldn't a sane woman be sleeping? And you slept off. You know the reason you slept off? Because I was not in your heart. I couldn't sleep. But you were sleeping. You know, it's funny, but some of you know what I'm saying. Let's just all be laughing as though it's fine. But the point is, the guy can carry it in his heart, silent indignation. And of course, you know, there are a few negative effects of anger. One is that it hurts your relationship. If I let me say something, anger makes you foolish. Put up Proverbs 14 verse 17. Okay, yeah, we're almost done. Proverbs 14 verse 17. Lekorabataya. Quickly. Of course, with King James. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and the man of wicked devices is stated. Another translation: if you are soon angry, you deal foolishly. Put up like NLT. Short-tempered people do foolish things. Once you are short-tempered, you are going to do very foolish things. Another translation. Message: the hot-headed do things they would later regret. Many of you know what I'm saying. There are many things that you've done that you wish you didn't do in anger. And if you're the one, I want to help you this evening. Do you have another one? The horses that do things, they regret later. And if I said, he who foams up quickly and flies into a passion deals foolishly. Let me show you the one scripture I like very well. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 9. Who can quote it? You should be able to quote it. After now, you remember. We'll memorize it today. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 9. With King James. 7 verse 9. King James, read with me, everybody. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry. Why? For anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Let me ask your neighbor, are you a fool? Anger rests in the bosom of fools. You know the reason is because anger will make you do very foolish things. So let me help you very quickly. About four things that will help you deal with anger issues, any of them that you have. Number one, get to the root of the matter. Anger is a fruit. Listen, anger is not the main thing. People that have anger issues, anger is a fruit of something within. It comes back to what we're talking about, the healing the male child. Anger is a, people that have anger issues, is either fear, that's an underlying issues. That's why people can easily get angry like that. People don't easily forgive underlying issues. It can be fear. It can be people that are always afraid. People that are always insecure, always easily angry. So find out why am I always this provoked? So people is a poor esteem. Have you noticed that when people have poor, you know, this is not true. But you know, my people used to say, fear short girls. Have you heard such things? That short people are wicked. Now, look at why those things happen. Because some people who are short struggle with esteem issues. So when you insult them, normal insult to give another person, the person will interpret it to mean, but the reason I talk to me like this is because I'm short. So there's an insecurity. So he's always easily provoked because he's insecure. You have to deal with that insecurity. When a guy, for instance, feels he's not fine, that he's ugly, or he's not rich. You know, as you say so now, you feel a quarrel with your friend, and the guy pushes you. I say, "Man, Claire, come on, Joe, come on for here." And you say, "Guy, I don't like ammo." But then, there's this your classmate who have become very rich. Very rich. He drives a G-Wagon. And both of you are quarreling, and he pushes you to say, "Man, come on here, Joe." What's the first thing that will come to your mind? Now, because I know get money, you have your insecurity, so you get angry. You're just insecure. Are you getting the point? Maybe your friend just bought a car. And you now call him, he did not pick. You already have internal insecurity. You say, you know they pick all again. This life. And I just walk out by you. God, may I never be broke. You know, that's kind of rubbish. I have esteem issues. So get to the root of the matter. Some people, of course, you know this one. Some people are easily angry because they're frustrated. At least you used to say that one. Have you ever told somebody, "See, don't pour your frustration on me"? Because some people are really frustrated. If things are not moving well in your life, deal with that frustration. Get out of that mood. Because if you don't deal with it, it's going to make you a very angry and a very bitter person. So deal with the frustration. A lot of things. Hurts. People are hurting. People have been hurt inside. Maybe just I was talking about relationship shortly. A few moments ago. So you are in love with this girl. She hurts you. She dealt with you. Now move on to the next girl. And you're just angry against any girl. Every girl, why? I don't talk like that. You see, you have to deal with it. So find out, why am I always this angry? Why do I always find it difficult to forgive? Is it my insecurity? Is it my heart? Is that something that has happened? Is that something I need to deal with inside? Because anger is a fruit. Nobody was born to be like that. You see men that beat women. I know a guy that told me, he said, I'm not going to get married. If I get married, I'll kill my wife. And I asked him why. He said, I grew up to watch my mom deal with my dad. She didn't beat my dad. Or my dad could not talk in our house. That's why we came from that kind of home. He said, I will make sure no woman, you dare not. I said, don't get married. Because you're a disaster waiting to happen. Fix that matter. Because when people display anger issues, anger is a fruit. Anger is not the seed. It's not the main thing. It's just a fruit. So find out. If you have a low self-esteem, you always be angry. If you have insecurities, you always be angry. If you're under pressure, you always be angry. Are you aware? If you are stressed, you always be angry. If you are depressed, you always be angry. And that's why you must manage your emotions well. So you stepped out to do a business. After the whole business, whatever. Nothing show. Maybe that was meant to be a payday. Nothing show. You're just coming back so frustrated and destroyed. And then your girl rushes, you know, God punish her, your wife. That it is that day she said, I couldn't cook. I was thinking we eat out. And this is not meant to be an issue. I hope you know. If I yourself in the past, you used to say, I beg, let's just eat us. Don't stress yourself, my baby. That day. He said, so a married woman knew her husband was coming back and could not cook. You know, the problem is you've carried the pressure and you've poured it on her. You will destroy your home. So get to the roots of the matter. Amen. Get to the root of the matter. Okay, so the first thing I said, find the root of the matter and deal with it internally. With God's word. Are you bitter? Deal with it. Do you have a poor self-esteem? Deal with it. Are you frustrated? Deal with it. Do you have your insecurities? Deal with it. It's because I'm not rich. And you see, imagine, you know, I have a story like that. Okay, we have 9 more minutes. I have a story like that. David Yonggicho, you know him? Big pastor. He's dead now. Blessed memory. But you know, he said when he got married to his wife, in our own qualification, I would just say he was an SSCU holder. And he married a woman who had 2 master's degrees. How many? 2. And he was a big pastor doing well. God was blessing him. He said, but he had his insecurities. Every day, he said, no matter, he may just say something. The wife would jokingly say, ah, that's not correct. So maybe correct him on 1 or 2 things. And then he'll say, to tell me now that you have 2 master's degree. Me, Olodo now, I didn't go to school. The man will be like, no, I was not saying it. I was not seeing from that light. He said, I better get out. He said he pushed this woman to the point that when she couldn't take it, she carried her bag and left. He said it was when she left that it dawned on him that that woman was not the problem. That it was something he had to deal with. He knelt before God and said, Father, if you give me back my wife, I will make things right. So he went back, he went to the wife's house, met the mother. The mother said, well, go talk to her. I can't interfere. It's a very romantic story. Is that okay? So he got there, apologized. The woman refused. And banged the door. And he laid down at the door. Until morning. And the woman now. You know, all this would have been avoided. The woman now opened it and said, ah, you're still here? And let's go home. Say, oh. But you know, this would have been avoided. What led to all of that? Insecurities. Is it not because you went to school? Something is wrong with you. Because you don't realize, if you're an insecure person, there will always be something someone has more than you. Look at the video. You're complaining that this man went to school. What is 2 master's degree? Compared to the crowd, that man was controlled. Let me tell you, the man I'm talking about at the time had 1.3 million people as his members. How many people? 1.3 million. Let's not talk about wealth or money. 1.3 million human beings. Like Pastor W said, the first time he went there, when they were young, he said he got there and they were announcing. He said, but where he was sitting was so far that it was the waves that was bringing what they were saying to him. He would just hear a pass. They now announced that, see, we don't have enough space. If you came to church today, please watch on TV next Sunday so that others that did not come can come. Now, that's a lot of control. But you see, there was insecurity issue. His problem is that somebody has 2 master's degrees. I don't want to say this, but there is nothing 2 master's degree is compared to money, because that man had money. I just wanted to say, I'm sorry, I'm just saying, go to school. But insecurities can make you feel like what you have don't make sense again. So another person went to school but doesn't have money. So your friend, you have your friends, so your friends are very stupid. They'll tell you they are coming and they will not come. This has always been them forever. And you try to work on them. But when they now disappoint you that day, and I'll be like, until I not get money, and why you not come my event? This guy has always been like that all his life. So deal with the inner problem. Deal with it. Secondly, of course, I won't stay long on this. Decide to practice forgiveness. Forgive. Don't keep hurts for long. Ephesians 4:26. You said anger gives place to the devil. Say, be angry, but sin not. Don't let someone go down on your rod. Now, I have one scripture I want to read, and I'll close with it today. Come turn on the screen for me. James 1, verse 19. Let's read it together. Are you ready? James 1 and verse 19. Hallelujah. Let's go together, everybody. Now, I want to leave this scripture with you as something that will help you manage anger. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Why did he say that? Verse 20. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Probably like NLT of that verse. Be quick to hear, quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get. You see, this scripture will change your life. No matter, and let me talk about the second one, slow to speak. No matter how angry you are, don't talk immediately in response to anger, no matter how angry you are. If you don't reason your words before you say them when you are angry, have you noticed that when you are angry and you start talking out of anger, you get more angry in the process? Have you observed that? Slow to speak. If you can practice what I'm telling you, no matter how angry you have mastered this, slow to speak. Doesn't mean don't talk. We can talk about it, but slow to speak. Listen first. Slow to speak. Slow to get angry. What somebody does something? He said, no. Sometimes you've not even understood what it is. You know, I was with a friend recently, and I did something, they did something I didn't like. I said recently, before you think it was in the 80s. I was very angry. I was talking. I don't like what the guys did. Of course, I didn't insult them, but I was angry. I don't like this. I've told you guys don't do this. I'm doing it again. And thank God for those people. Well trained. They didn't say anything to me. Nothing. They were just saying, I'm sorry. We are sorry. I was just like, and I'm not sorry. Sometimes, bro, do you enjoy people telling you sorry? But as soon as I say sorry, you're talking more. So after everything, I calmed down. And they said, we are sorry. I said, I've heard. They now said, anyway, this is not actually what happened. See what, that was much later. See what actually happened. Hi. I just remember this scripture. Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry. And I just said, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't, if I was maybe quick to listen. I know what I'm talking about. Put up Proverbs 15 verse 1. Let me just show them this, then we'll pray. Proverbs 15 verse 1. King James, obviously, a slow answer. Look at that.
verse 1. What's happening? A soft answer turneth away wrath. Grievous words stir up anger. No matter what is happening, you want to control your anger, slow to speak. How can you be slow to speak? It means you must think about everything you say before you say them. You know that's what it means. Before you say anything, think about it. You're so angry. Think about it. I asked somebody, do you ever think what will be the effect of this thing I'm going to say to this lady? Apart from the fact that I've expressed my anger, how will she begin to feel after now? How will it impact her? How will it change her? How will it touch her? A soft answer. Put up like NLT. He said it deflects. A gentle answer deflects anger. Harsh words make them pass flare. Hold it down a little. Deal with internal issues. No matter what is happening, hold it down. Hold it down. And finally, ask God to help you. Whether it is with trust issues or with anger management, ask the Lord to help you. I pray this prayer deliberately. I told you, intentionality we heard yesterday is the foundation of everything we're doing in this meeting. I knelt down and told the Lord, help me deal with this, and that. I grew up every day fighting with my siblings. I'm second son. I fought my other brother. I beat my younger sister. Beat all my younger ones. Are you like me? Anybody? Say the truth and shame the devil. Anybody? That's how I grew up. I woke up one day as a believer and I decided from today, no matter what my elder brother does, I won't fight back. I will never beat my younger sister. And that was the end. Because I told you guys this story. The Lord said to me, do you want to beat your wife? I said, no. Because that day my sister annoyed me badly. I was fuming. And I was born again. The Lord said, do you want to beat your wife? Guess what I said? I said, my wife will never do that rubbish. I could just sense the Lord laughing at me. I could just sense it. The witch, my wife will not do that rubbish. He said, if you don't stop beating your sister, you will beat your wife too. And I decided, and I told God, help me. So you're going to ask God, help me with these trust issues. Help me with anger issues. Help me. If there are internal issues lying within your heart, help me conquer this. Help me overcome. Lift stand your feet. Let's just pray. Briefly. Help me. Seek God's help. Speak God's word a lot over your life. Spend some time saying things like, oh, glory to God. I don't have anger issues. I'm dealing with my anger. I forgive easily. I'm not giving to rot. Deal with these trust issues. And God wants to heal you. I would have wanted us to pray, but we don't have time. I'll pray with you guys tomorrow night. Lift your hands all over this place. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know everybody's heart. You know everyone's issues. Fix it, Lord Jesus. Sort it in their hearts. Make them better people. Everyone here that needs self-help. And I want to say this. We've been talking about it all the while. If you need to get personal help on some of these I mentioned today, let's help you. There are some people I have to talk to somebody and say, see, this thing is going to destroy me. Because if you don't fix it today, it keeps growing. Let's help you come out of it. But get help. Get out of some of this mess. God wants to help you trust again. He wants to help you manage your emotions. And we are growing towards becoming better Christians. There are some persons here and the Lord is saying, go apologize. Yeah. Because of your trust issues and some of your anger issues, you've destroyed relationships. Some of them is with your younger ones. The way you hit them, the way you insulted them, they did whatever, it has damaged the relationship. Now you are trying to do damage control, trying to love them. It's not working. You might do it to go and apologize. Get those things working again. God wants you to be better. And God is healing your heart. In Jesus' name we pray.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.